Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a key.
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host, and it's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. You hear the jingle? People around here? Yep, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their questions. All the time. I'm a lawyer and a financial advisor who happens to run a firm, a brokerage firm, so I understand a lot about that business. And we are broadcasting live right now from our little studio in the basement down here in Oakland, California. It's a little dark outside, but that's okay. It's going to be a great football night tonight as the Cal Bears take on the Trojans. And, of course, I have to root for my Bears, even though we have a divided household. I am rooting for the Bears tonight. You heard it right here. Maybe you have a question. Did something come up this week? I've been getting a lot of questions about open enrollment. And if you're trying to decide about your health care right now, or maybe you should switch or what you should do, give me a call, 415-808-5627. Again, that number is 808-KNBR, anywhere you're hearing this right now. Or maybe something comes up during the week. I don't know. You get a phone call randomly. We're going to talk about that today. And they want you to drop your Medicare. Really? Are you serious? Well, if you want to know what to do, you can always tweet me a question anytime you like, 24 hours a day at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio, and that's because it stands for Protect Your Assets. And we had one of those this week, so that's what's the basis of the show today. Guess this date, October 15th through December 7th. That's right, October 15th through December 7th. What does that mean to you? 808-5627. Don't know? Well, it has to do with the open enrollment period when it comes to your Medicare. And this week we had a lot of calls, questions. We did a workshop Thursday night in Walnut Creek. Several people came up to me after and asked me what to do. And you see, most people fill Medicare's coverage gaps. So what I'm talking about there is you have a supplement policy, which is your basic go to your doctor stuff. And then you have your Part D prescription drug plan. And that's where you get your medications. And you have to make a decision about these between October 15th and December 7th. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, when you reach 65, you are eligible for Medicare Part A, and that should be for free. And at that time, you have to decide which Part D plan prescription plan you want to use and which Part B, known as Medicare Advantage, do you want to use for your supplemental insurance benefits. So right now, because it is the open enrollment period, we're kind of smack right in the middle of it, almost to the end. December 7th is the end. It's going to be coming. Can you believe it's almost December? I can't even believe it. Anyway, it's coming up. So you're being bombarded right now with phone calls, aren't you? Lunch and learns, radio ads, TVs with famous actors. You know, these guys come back from the dead, right? They've had a lot of face work. Their hair looks great. Their teeth look good. I'm sitting there going, how do you look so good? Anyway, all these people are harassing us to switch our Medicare to something else. Be careful. There are five costly Medicare mistakes that you could be making right now. And if you don't do it correctly, this could affect you, get this, for the rest of your life. And you could pay this 10% penalty for the rest of your life if you don't do these things right. So these penalties and mistakes really can cost you a lot of money. So you want to stay tuned for the entire program today as I share with you the five most costly Medicare mistakes to avoid right now during open enrollment. It's all coming up next. I'm feeling pretty good today. It was a great week. We had a lot of questions about this open enrollment period. And Thursday night, we had a really, really good workshop, a lot of interaction, a lot of discussion about all kinds of subjects. And I really appreciate everybody coming out and asking me some tough questions. I enjoy that. It makes me feel like I'm doing something. Well, on today's show, we're going to continue helping you avoid some very common financial blunders. And this happens to be the Medicare open enrollment period. And last Thursday night, I was talking to George. And George told me that he keeps getting these phone calls just about every day, trying to get him to change his Medicare plan to another provider. And then a couple days later, another client told me how they're trying to get her to drop her Medicare altogether and go with their plan. I mean, can you believe that? So, did you know that buying the same Medicare Part D plan as your spouse can actually be more expensive than you think? You think you get a deal if the two of you are giving them your money, but actually it could work out the other way. Or if you make a move right now on Medicare, your premium could actually go up quite a bit. So if you weren't aware of that, because they're not telling you that when they're calling you or when you're going to these lunch and learns, then you see there's a lot to know and you're not alone. Because there's some pretty costly mistakes you can make when it comes to your Medicare insurance. Now, today I figured I would let you know what the five most costly mistakes are and how to avoid them. So here we go. You have until December 7th to make a decision. It's not much longer, but you still have some time. So if you haven't done it yet, this is a good time to review your options. Now, you may find that the cost and the coverage will vary quite a bit from what it did last year. So don't not look at this, because you may just be going along with your current plan thinking everything's just fine, when in fact there's going to be some changes coming. And some plans that we're seeing are raising their premiums by, get this, as much as 15%. That's right, 15%.
Whammy!
Now, I've seen a few plans that now require you to use certain pharmacies if you want to continue to get the best rates. In other words, you can't keep going to the pharmacy you've been going to. And if you use a generic, then a different plan this year might actually get you a better deal when it comes to your prescription side. So that's why it might make sense to split it up. Maybe go with one company with your medicines and go with another company with your supplement. How do you know, though? It's very complicated. There's a lot of choices out there. Well, here's where you want to start the exercise if you're going to do it by yourself. Go to this website, medicare.gov, medicare.gov, and there you're going to find the Medicare Plan Finder. You can enter in your state and the city. And then you can compare all the plans that are available to you, but it doesn't stop there. The site will also allow you to type in your drugs and the dosages that you're taking, and you're going to see how much you'd pay for the premiums for these plans, plus any co-payments, if you were to switch. Now, this could save you quite a bit of money. And remember, don't make the mistake that there isn't a spousal discount. So do the same thing for your spouse. The two of you should do it separately, not together, when it comes to prescriptions. Now, one plan may have better coverage for your prescriptions, while another could benefit your spouse. That's why I want you to split it up. Let you do yours. Let her do hers. Maybe you help her with it if that's what you do, or maybe she helps you with you if that's the way that goes. You know what I'm talking about. And make sure that you're getting the best possible deal you can on what you need, because in reality, it's not that simple. Now, the Medicare plan finder that I just mentioned, again, medicare.gov, this will also help you estimate what your 2020 out-of-pocket costs are going to be for each of you next year under the respective plan that you go with. And you're going to want to incorporate that into your budget for next year. Now, as I was talking about earlier, I got a call this week from Julie. And she was telling me that a gentleman told her that she should drop her Medicare and go with a private Medicare Advantage plan right now, because it would cover both her medical expenses and her prescription drugs under one roof. Well, it sounded like a great deal. Julie and I started to dig into this, and we found that she would need to use the plan's networks of doctors. And guess what? They didn't include her doctors. And she really likes her doctors. So if she wanted to stay with her current doctors and go with this new plan, she would have lost all of them, all of her doctors that she really likes. That was a bad move for her. So the lesson that we learned this week was, whether you have a PPO or an HMO, it's important to make sure your doctors, the hospitals you want to go to, the prescriptions that you need to survive, that they're all covered in your 2020 plan. Now, coming up next on Protect Your Assets, it's going to be time for our popular They Say segment, where they say if you wait till after December 7th, you're stuck with your health plan. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, is that always true? Also, find out how to avoid the 10% penalty for life. There's so much more to come. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com, and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And you know, I got to give it to my crew. We do a great job here, and PYA Radio is a great place to look. PYARadio.com. You can check out our podcast. We're having a little bit of phone problems right now, so if you tried calling in the last segment, I apologize. The phones are not working the way we would hope. So you can always register for an event at our website. It's PYAevents.com. You can register right now. The tab is open. Go ahead and put your name in there, phone number, and we'll get back to you, definitely. But just bear with us as we deal with phone frustration. Anyways, welcome back. Right now, it's open enrollment for your healthcare. And last Thursday night, I was talking to George. And George was telling me that he keeps getting phone calls like just about every day, trying to get him to change his Medicare plan to another provider. And for those of you who don't know why that's happening, it's because it's open enrollment right now. And if you have a Medicare plan, then you're supposed to look at other options and change your plan or stay with your current provider if you're overall satisfied with that. Last segment, I was talking about ways that people are making big mistakes right now by just staying put, because benefits are changing, rates are increasing, prescriptions aren't being covered, doctors are being dropped. There's a lot going on. And if you make one mistake, it could cost you big time next year, and you won't even know about it until it happens. So today, we're sharing the five biggest mistakes that people are making right now when it comes to signing up for your Medicare Advantage plans. And if you missed any part of the show, go back and listen to our podcast, pyaradio.com. Again, it's pyaradio.com. That's where my staff spends a lot of time taking this show and making it easily digestible, if you will. Just much less time to get a lot of great content out of it. So if you missed the first segment, go back and check it out, pyaradio.com. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I would be so happy to. And this one this week comes from Julie. So thank you, Julie. This is what Julie said they said to her. You ready? They said that after December 7th, it's too late to do anything about your Medicare health or your prescription coverage. And that's why you have to make a decision right now, Julie. Right now. Well, guess what? That is not true. Yes. So next time they say that to you on the phone, say, nope, that's not true. No. Don't let them use the scare tactics on you to force you to buy something that you don't necessarily need right now. Even though open enrollment for Medicare Advantage runs through December 7th, and right now we're not yet December 7th, that's true, you may still be eligible to switch your plans in 2020. Well, what does that mean? Well, now you have from January 1st to March 31st to switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan. So from January 1st to March 31st is now another extension that you have. And get this, even though open enrollment for Medicare Advantage plans runs through December 7th, you still could change your plan if you are retiring, because there's this thing called a certain life-changing event. That's an exclusion. I'm a lawyer. That's what I do. I teach you the exclusions, the fine print. And if you can show them that you have a life-changing event, which retirement is one of those, then you can apply for benefits when you retire. And what brought that one up was this past week. This was a busy week, I'm telling you. My head's spinning right now. I was sitting down with Bill and Linda. And Bill is retired right now, but Linda's still working. And Bill is over 65, and he did apply for his Medicare Part A, which is free, like I said, in his case. And he's getting his supplemental benefit through his wife's plan. He hasn't gone down to Medicare and told him he wanted to sign up for a supplement or a prescription G, but he's thinking about it because Linda now is thinking of retiring towards the end of next year. Well, that got us thinking. And so Bill looked into this. If you move to an address that isn't in your plan's service area, or you find a Medicare Advantage plan that has a 5-star quality rating, then you can switch to that plan anytime during the year and you don't have to pay for the expense of COBRA. Here's what I'm talking about. Let's say that Linda decides to retire in June. Well, you now know from what I just told you that there's an open enrollment period, right, from October through December. And now January through March. But what are you going to do if you retire in June? What are you going to do for two or 3 months? Are you going to go without insurance? Well, probably not, because as you know, a lot of people don't do well right after they stop working unless they get into some sort of exercise program. I've talked about this. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so you don't want to go uninsured, so you go on COBRA, and that's super expensive. But if you meet the exceptions that I just mentioned, then you can be covered. What about this question? This one came up this week too. Well, if you have a pre-existing medical condition, you can't get coverage. That's not true. It's just not true. If you buy a Medicare supplemental plan within 6 months of enrolling in Medicare Part B, You can get any plan. You hear that? Any plan in your area, even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. So those of you thinking about retiring who are being told or believe that because you're in some sort of a situation now medically that you need to make a decision that could hurt you. You have to work longer, and that may hurt you. It may kill you. Now it's time for a quick break, but when I come back, I want to teach you about this one. This is a big one, the 10% penalty for life. How do you avoid that? This is probably the most common mistake that a lot of people make, and then they pay for it forever, and you can't change it. This is all coming up next, so stick around.
Planning for retirement today can be like a gigantic roller coaster you've never been on before. And right after that kid straps you into your seat and says, you're good to go, you notice they forgot to tie their own shoes. Well, it could be a bumpy ride, but don't white-knuckle your retirement planning. Call 866-PROTECT and let David Hollander help you throw your hands in the air like you just don't care. Enjoy the rest of the ride. Here's the Sandman.
You tuned into a pretty important show. We're talking about the Medicare supplement and how you have a limited period of time to make a pretty important decision. In fact, open enrollment ends December 7th. And I know a lot of you are getting phone calls right now, emails. You're getting TV ads from famous actors who knows where they bring them back from. But they seem to do a pretty good job, don't they, of convincing you to at least take a look. And the bottom line is, this is important. It's a very important financial decision that you need to make. And so today we're talking about the five most costly mistakes that people make when it comes to signing up for their Medicare benefits during open enrollment period. And if you missed any part of today's show, go to pyaradio.com. Now that's where we do our podcasting, pyaradio.com. And this show will be condensed. So you can listen to it on your way to work or while you're making dinner Monday night. And pyaradio.com is where you'll find it. And you can always ask Siri, hey, Siri, play Protect Your Assets. Want to wish a happy birthday to Dan Rullis and Jackson Yu. Hope you guys have a great birthday. And speaking of birthdays, next Thursday night, if you're not doing anything, come on out and celebrate your birthday with us. We'll be at Scott's in Walnut Creek, and we'll be talking about this subject that we're talking about tonight, maybe your Social Security benefits, really anything you want to talk about when it comes to retirement. Last Thursday night, we had a great, great meeting, a lot of great feedback. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. And you folks were the reason why we came up with this topic today. George in particular. Thanks, George. He had some great questions and some great stories to share with all of us about what he's been going through. And so if you're in that situation, you need some help, you're thinking about retiring, go to pyaevents.com and you can register right there for the workshop Thursday night. There's a few more seats. And Scott's does a great job there in Walnut Creek. Really good food. So thank you very much. Now let's get back into it. If you're already receiving your Social Security benefits right now, then you are automatically enrolled in Medicare Part A, and you know that. But what about Part B? Well, when you turn 65, although you can turn down Part B coverage and sign up for it later, you may not be receiving Social Security. So this is where this gets important. This is important. So if you're, so let's say you're 65, you're 66, you're working right now, you haven't started your Social Security yet, then pay attention. You must take action now and sign up for your Medicare. Because if you're at least 64 years and 9 months old, you can sign up for your Medicare online right now. You have 7 months from 64 and 9 months to sign up for this Medicare Part A benefit. And then you enroll for your Social Security later. Now, you can delay signing up for Part B. I'm just talking about Medicare Part A right now. So if you decide to delay your Part B because you're still going to work or maybe you're on your spouse's plan, that's fine. But you must sign up for your Medicare Part A. Why? Why? Well, get this. If you don't sign up right now for your Medicare, part A. And I'm talking to those people who are 64 years and 9 months or older and haven't done it yet or getting close to that, because you can do this anytime. There's no December 7th deadline here, okay? Let's take that off the table. It doesn't apply. I'm just talking about your age at the moment. So if you're 64 years and 9 months or older, or you're getting close to that date soon, or you're thinking about what you do when you get there, you want to apply for Medicare Part A, because if you don't sign up for that, here's where this becomes punitive, whatever you want to call it. You're going to be subject to a lifetime late enrollment penalty of 10% of your current Part B premium for every year you should have been enrolled in Part B, but we're not. Did you understand that? This could be forever. Well, how do you manage that? Because I know there's a lot of dates. There's a lot of times. There's a lot of dates that come in, and you don't know what to do because these decisions come at you, and you just get older, and then you don't know what to do. And I know this stuff is confusing and it's difficult. And so here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to help a few of you manage this for yourself. But before we do that, I want you to picture this. Picture a day when you don't have to worry about your health care anymore. Picture a day when you're on the vacation you've always dreamed about and you're with your favorite person and he or she looks at you and they say, "Thank you for making this finally happen." And they mean it because now they know that you're going to live a little longer. You know what I mean? There's a lot of couples right now who are coming in that are stressed out and they're worried about their spouses. And they're not saying it in the meetings, but they're telling me it through their eyes. They're saying, "I'm really worried about him," or "I'm really worried about her. They're working too hard." And sometimes they just say it. You know what's amazing? This past week that happened and she didn't really even pay attention to it. He was saying, "I'm worried about you. You're working too hard. You're working way too much. You're working from 6 a.m. You don't get home till 8 p.m. You're doing that 5 days a week." And she's like, "Yeah, I know. I really like it." Well, that's not what he's saying to you. He's saying he's scared. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team who pulled it together, even though we're dealing with outside forces. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all of my fabulous producers there in the studio doing their best. Felicia, Dora, Phil, and Dan. Thank you guys, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Mr. Sandman. All calls have been screened and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.